Last fall, Sea of Love was the cop thriller of the season, helped by a sustained level of sexual tension. This winter, a new thriller is out called Internal Affairs. The cops are played by Richard Gere and Andy Garcia. Movie critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
You can tell a lot about a movie from production details. Are the clothes right? And the cars and the houses and the characters' accents? Is the attention to detail refined enough to make you feel you can trust the movie? That seeming inconsistencies will later prove logical and plot holes be filled. In the case of Internal Affairs, the answer is always no. The clothes are ludicrous. People live in improbably fancy digs. And why would Richard Gere, playing a cop on the take, advertise his malfeasance to the world by tootling around in a shiny red Corvette? Sure enough, the plot sometimes turns to Swiss cheese, and the ending is so abrupt and unfulfilling that the audience I saw the movie with hissed. But I didn't care. For all its problems, Internal Affairs is an extraordinarily taut, sexy police thriller, and I enjoyed almost every minute of it. Its framework is a duel between two similar cops, both cool on the surface and dangerously hot-blooded underneath. Gere plays the ringleader of a gang of corrupt officers. To his boys and to his legion of children and ex-wives, he's a kind of super pimp, paternal, sometimes very generous, but also controlling, scary, and pitiless. His nemesis is the new cop in Internal Affairs, the division that polices the police. He's Raymond, played by Andy Garcia, with an intensity that sometimes threatens to bubble over the top, but never does. What's masterful about the script by newcomer Henry Bean is its decision to focus on the sexual insecurities that cops naturally acquire, working long and erratic hours in a world where no one tells the truth. Under such circumstances, a wife like Raymond's wife may find herself getting less attention from her husband than she should. And a husband like Raymond may find himself wondering what she does when he's not around. Leave it to an erotic predator like Richard Gere's Dennis Peck to prey on his enemy's most volatile fear.
I'm talking about you, Raymond. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
But it's not because I see it in you. Because I see it in your wife. I see it in Kathleen.
Oh, you see it in my wife?
Yeah.
In fact, I saw her this morning.
Oh, you saw my wife?
Saw her at the museum, yeah.
Blonde? Yeah, long, blonde, curly hair.
Yeah.
She's very pretty, too.
No, she's very, very pretty.
A little skinny for my taste, but they say skinny ones give good pick, so.
Richard Gere has never been among my favorite actors. As a hero, he always seems self-adoring and hollow. But as a villain in Internal Affairs, he turns out to be marvelous, seducing everyone he meets, dismissing their apprehensions with a warming grin, even suffering in his way when he's compelled to commit evil. Fortunately, Andy Garcia has inner fires of his own, and he's well-balanced by Laurie Metcalf as his no-nonsense partner, the only woman in the movie who doesn't ooze sensuality. The director, Michael Figgis, who also contributed to the film's superb score, has almost too much style for his own good. He sometimes enmeshes his story in magazine glamour and MTV gimmickry, when what it needs is toughness and insight. But he captures the ferocious psychosexual tension between his antagonists in a way that's absolutely riveting. Look past the plot holes and Gere's flashy red Corvette, and you'll find the spiciest police thriller since Sea of Love.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.